Jim and Mansair pushed their horses hard, riding through the night. They were leading spare horses, and when their mounts tired, they changed saddles quickly and went on. They rode mostly in silence, locked in their own thoughts, which were darker than the night. When they spoke, it was mostly in monosyllables or in curt sentences, and their eyes were fixed ahead. "Less than 6 miles to the lager at the gorge," Jim said, as they climbed a steep rise. In the first light of morning, he recognised the tree that stood on the skyline. "We'll be there in an hour." "Please God," said Mansur, and they rode up onto the crest and looked ahead. They saw the river winding below them, but then the first rays of the sun touched the belly of the cloud and lit the valley with dramatic suddenness. They both saw the dust at the same moment. "Rider coming at the gallop!" Jim exclaimed. "Only a messenger rides like that," Mansur said softly. "Let us hope he has favourable tidings." They both reached for their telescopes and for a moment were struck speechless as they picked up the rider in the lens. "Trueheart!" Jim shouted. "In the name of God, it's Louisa on her back. Look at her hair shine in the sunlight," Mansur agreed. "She carries something in her arms. It's Georgie." Jim waited for no more. He turned loose the spare horse he was leading and shouted to Drumfire, "Run, my lovely! Run with all your heart!" Mansur could not keep pace with them as they raced down the track. George saw them coming and wriggled and twisted in Louisa's arms like a fish. "Papa!" he screamed. "Papa!" Jim jumped down from Drumfire's back the moment the horse slid to a halt, lifted them down from Trueheart's saddle and hugged them both, crushing Louisa and George to his chest. Mansur rode up. "Where is Verity? Is she safe?" "At the ford of the river with the wagons. Tom and Sarah have her." "God love you, Louisa," Mansur spurred on and left Louisa and Jim weeping with happiness in each other's arms, and George tugging with both hands at Jim's beard.